Let us discuss the discussion board's assignments. The discussion boards were designed to replace the interaction available in a face-to-face classroom setting. Okay, that's the idea. And we currently have 6, but we may have more. Each student will be required to create at least 1 thread per discussion board. That means you post your starting post. You create a post, and that's a thread, and then other students can respond to you. And then you're going to post at least 2 replies per discussion board to other students' threads. So let's see, that's 6 discussion boards, 3 posts at least, and that's a total of 18 points, because each post is worth, 18 posts, and each post is worth 2 points, so that's a maximum of 18 points, which is, a few assignments, less than half an exam. A post consists of at least 1 paragraph containing 3 complete sentences. In other words, please don't say, "I agree," or "nice post." You can create more than the 18 posts, but the maximum points available is 36. And don't think you only have to do 18. You can create as many threads, as many posts as you like. Obviously, the more the better. Get the discussion going. Some students love the social interaction. I like to post. Others, they're not so excited. Please create your own thread by the Thursday before the Saturday the forum is due. This gives other students time to respond. It's described on the list of discussion forums, and there's a little place for you to put a check mark. So make sure you create at least 3 posts. The first is your own thread, and the second and third are responses to threads from your fellow students. Don't blow these off, please. Some students just refuse to do them, and I don't understand why, and I don't know what I can do to motivate people to do it, but I try my best. Now, if you read the long syllabus, you'll see there's a whole page on netiquette, and it's really just a way of saying, don't be a jerk, even though it's online and nobody sees you. Be constructive, be useful. And one of the best ways is from the organization called Toastmasters International. I don't know if you ever heard about these people, but they're awesome. They have a tremendous system for giving constructive criticism. It's called the sandwich feedback. When you're giving constructive criticism to someone, you respond with 3 points. The first and the third point emphasize 1 or more of the strengths of the person's offering. So that's the 2 pieces of bread. The second point, the second post, is the point that discusses 1 or more of the weaknesses and how they could be improved. So this is this filling of the sandwich, the delicate part that you don't want to be too rough, but you do want people to improve. Does it make sense? I hope so, because having been part of Toastmasters for many years, I can tell you it is a highly effective technique. It gives people confidence, and in this case, to speak publicly in Toastmasters International, but in our case, to write more, and the information they need to improve their speaking, because we want to improve. So it's an excellent, excellent technique. And if you're at all terrified of public speaking, this is a great group to join, folks. Find a Toastmasters International close to you, and you will be well rewarded, because they really do help you. Now, there is another discussion board called the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill. This is sometimes called the lounge, the hangout. For me, it's the place I go, or hope you go, when you're ready to throw the computer through the window, drop the class, fall on your sword, beat your dog, or some other such desperate act. I check the discussion boards normally at least once, usually twice or more times a day. However, when someone's in distress, the quicker they're helped, the better. So you can post anonymously, and then hopefully some other student will say, "Hey, okay, yeah, this is what you do." And, before I get to my email or before I get to it. They're not worth anything, strength to go on Bar and Grill, but hey, you're going to make me happy. Isn't that reward enough? So notice that they're all discussion forums. They're named after restaurants and for the short-term snack shack and the La Maison de Mutual Funds, the stock steakhouse. And this is where we try to make it more inviting, not so threatening. I don't know if I'm succeeding. Because now let's take a look at the backstory, the disclaimer. Let's talk openly about the discussion forums. In the past, we used to make this post required, and the results were not good, folks. It was very embarrassing for some students. Some students just refused. They just said, no, I'm not going to do this. And when I asked why, they said, I don't know what to post. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's fine. That's why you're here. It's an introduction to investments class. So we made them optional. If you had a question or a comment, you could post. Well, what happens then is you get two or three students that actually start posting and everybody else just disappears. That's the nature of this particular class. Because investing is a lifelong process. You're just getting started, folks. And you might have heard the saying, investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Right? Trading, speculating is a sprint. Good luck. However, guess what happens? Along comes the accreditation team, and they say that students must post or we lose our accreditation. They don't understand introduction to investments. Many of them are as far away from the students as they should be, but we have to keep our accreditation. So guess what? We do what they tell us to do. So you're going to post your thoughts, feelings, questions, etc. about investments. Please just do your best. Do not worry about sounding perfect or like the talking heads on TV. In fact, it's better not to sound like them. Some of them are just, not all, but some of them are just trying to sell their own investments, sell their own products like gold or silver or timeshares or real estate. So don't worry about sounding stupid or what others will think of you. Just be honest. Write something, write your feelings, your thoughts, your questions, unknowns. Well, I don't understand what this stuff is. Fine. Just write something. And remember, it's all online. What's that cute New Yorker cartoon on the internet? Nobody knows you're a dog. Right. So hopefully these will work out and we'll see how it works. And I will be just talking with the guru, our distance education facilitator, fantastic, fabulous online teacher who's now helping all of us become better online teachers, about the discussion. I've already talked with her about them, and she's already said what I've said. You know, just ask him to write anything. Just don't worry about being perfect. So we'll see how it works out. Have fun with these. Remember, this is an introduction to investments class. You need no prior experience. If you haven't invested a dime, that's great. You're in the right place. See ya!